Yes, we've had registered dairy goats since 1994, so that's over 25 years now.
Are you showing them, or what's the story?
Yeah, at this time, we really have a pretty small show herd. In the past, we had a larger herd, milked a lot more goats, but about 4 years ago, we made a move, and so now we just have a small show herd.
And where do you show at?
Oh, actually, we show all over Wisconsin. This past year, we showed at Elkhorn and West Salem and Chippewa Falls at the Northern Wisconsin State Fair. We've shown at the Wisconsin State Fair, the Central Wisconsin State Fair in Marshfield, and we show at the National Show. This next year, the National Show will be in Lincoln or in Grand Island, Nebraska, so we travel all over.
Yeah. Why do you like doing it?
Well, yeah, you know, it started as just kind of an interest, a little bit of a hobby. I'd have to say, although we love the goats, one of the best things is the people. But when you show your dairy goats, much like people who show dairy cattle, you know, there's a scorecard. And it helps you to evaluate your animals, make sure you're continuing to improve them, improve your genetics, and improve the various traits that we want to see in any good dairy animal. And it's fun.
Well, we chatted a few years ago and about this topic, which you addressed at the Dairy Goat Academy. That was about, when it's time for a change on the farm.
Well, yeah, I do a great deal of work having to do with risk management and with farm transition, estate, and succession planning. And really, it's an ongoing process for any family. Any family should always be thinking ahead, making plans, getting things in writing, and having good communication with their family about what they want to be doing with the future of the farm. And these are things that have to do not just with death and with aging, but with the idea that at any time any of us could become ill, disabled, incapacitated, and we need to have some plans in place for whatever kind of farm we have. For what we want to have happen with the farm, who do we want to have taking over or transitioning into that farm, and just dealing with those kinds of questions. And so there are many, many legal issues that no matter where you're located, and again, here we're in Wisconsin, but there's people at this conference from Minnesota and Iowa and Illinois, and so state laws can vary a little bit, but things that we want to get in place to make sure that we have those plans and that those things are followed, not just in the instance of our death or aging, but you know, it just as we decide we want to transition, change, or if we have that, you know, thing that happens that's unexpected, an accident, an illness, a disability.
Yeah, the logic of it's not going to happen to me, it's too late then, isn't it?
It absolutely is too late then. And it really makes things so difficult for family members who are trying to deal with what might be a temporary situation or a permanent situation with the aftermath of, what might be a mishap of some kind, something we don't expect. And we talked this morning just about the general idea of risk management on the dairy farm. Again, be it a goat dairy or a cow dairy or any kind of farm situation, of saying, what are the things that could happen with the other human beings that I deal with legal issues, with production, with marketing, with finance, and saying, do I have plans in place to try to mitigate those risks or to have some contingency plans, kind of a plan B or a plan C, to make sure that, you know, we've got something in place to give our family members peace of mind and give ourselves peace of mind so that we can deal with those situations as they do arise.
There are many different areas we could cover with this topic, but I would have to believe that probably one of the top questions is, how do I find a lawyer who understands what I do?
Absolutely, and I'll tell you what, that is the number one question that I get. So I'll talk about that, but I'll mention at the outset that because I get that question so much, ISU Extension has a ag website called Ag Decision Maker. And if anybody's interested, they would find the article there called How to Find an Attorney. And essentially, it is a methodology that says when you're looking for an attorney or really any kind of a professional, that you can follow a method where the first thing you want to do is get recommendations. You don't want to just Google, or in the old days we'd go to the yellow pages. You want to talk to people that you know, maybe other professionals. Maybe you ask your banker or your accountant or an insurance professional, who do you know that does this kind of work? Who do you know that works with farmers? You see what kind of names you get. And then you set up a time to go in and have an initial meeting with them. And this article talks about how do you interview that person? How do you tell them a little bit about yourself and then interview that attorney and get a sense for whether you think they can give you some help? And when you first start working with that attorney, you might have them do something which really is kind of a simple job, doing some powers of attorney for you, doing some health care directives, things like that, and see how you like working with them. And then you maybe move on and say, do I need to do a will or update a will? If you have minor children, do you have a testamentary trust? Have you thought about what are the ways that you'd want to bequeath your property? And that might be real estate, might be your livestock, might be farm equipment, might be other kinds of cash or non-cash assets that you're going to be passed on to somebody, and putting that plan together. And the other thing I always say is the time to find an attorney for your farm, for your ag business, is not when you have an emergency, not when you suddenly have some, could be a death or an illness or an accident or some other kinds of legal question. You want to find that attorney and establish a relationship so that if you have a question that you want to ask a legal professional, you can pick up the phone, call them, and they'll know who you are. You need to meet with that attorney once a year, just like you would with your banker, with your tax advisor, an insurance professional, so that they know you, know what's going on with your family and your farm business, and so that when you might have that question that, boy, you need an answer to, you can pick up the phone, they'll know who you are, and they'll be able to take your call and try to give you some help with the problem that happens to be facing you at that moment. So don't wait until you have a problem to find an attorney. Establish that relationship now. It's all part of building the professional team that you need to make your farm business grow and prosper in the future.
There are a lot of attorneys out there, and again, they specialize in all sorts of different types of law, and that's why we can't stress enough, like you just did, make sure you have someone who at least understands what a farm is.
Absolutely. And again, there are many, many great attorneys out there, and some do just have a little more background. They've worked a little more with farms and farm families, and they're going to understand a little bit better maybe the issues that a farm or farm family is facing. And, you know, one of the best people to ask if you're looking for recommendations is, you know, a lot of people, maybe you had an attorney that you used in a marriage dissolution or maybe in a minor criminal matter or something. Call them and say, you know, have you done work with farms and farm families? Do you understand farm businesses? And a lot of attorneys, if that's not what they do, they'll say, no, but you know what? I have a colleague down the street or in the next town over that I might recommend to you. And that's a really good way to get recommendations.